Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. I'm going to play a song that has relevance, not only through the movie, but because of what it says. Get something out of those songs when I play them. I got some stuff to cover that some people ain't never heard before, but this is going to be interesting. Letters editor. Oh boy, hey, there's a editor's letter. They're going. He's the Susan Kasky is addressing us. Tanks are finally on their way to grateful Ukraine. This is the week, February 3rd. There's a horror show along with this. Germans have been raised as pacifists. They wouldn't commit. NATO wouldn't commit without us sending tanks. So we sent tanks. A visceral horror at the idea that panzers might once again roll across European territory freaked a lot of people out. One Social Democrat chancellor, Richard Schroeder, took a top job with Russia, Nord Stream Pipeline Company, just days after leaving office in 2005, and has been a paid Russian shill ever since. But his party won't kick him out. And he goes on and on. I don't think that any of that is really relevant at this point. GOP Biden heading for debt limit standoff. There's no standoff to it. Either they keep the government running or they turn it off. That's the choice they got, and they know it. So now you got California, and there's no guns in California, in case somebody missed it. The nation's gun violence epidemic this week after a shooter's rampage through a majority Asian American suburb of Los Angeles was quickly followed by a pair of mass shootings in the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, California, welcome to the family. it don't get better. Oh, here you go. Classified documents. Everybody's you got the ear to the ground on this, or thinks they do. Has Pence taken Biden off the hook? And the answer is no. They got a police video out of Memphis. Shows a 29-year-old black man who died after being pulled over by police was shocked with a stun gun and beaten like a human pinata, his family attorney said this week. And the cops involved have all been charged with murder. And that's as it should be. Now, here's something that everybody needs to be aware of for now. Outside influence. In Atlanta, a protest over the death of an environmental activist who was killed by police turned violent. Imagine that. However, they made a lot of arrests. And five of the six people charged for destruction are from other states. Now, I would suggest maybe you want to have a protest, that's fine. Be sure and have your ID handy to show where you're from, because if you don't, you can be arrested for that. But don't need outside influence, but Antifa is busy. Oh, yeah, they went to Atlanta and had a party. Federal judge fined former President Trump and his lawyer nearly $1 million for filing a completely frivolous lawsuit. I think you guys better watch yourself on that. It may not be as frivolous as you think. Then they arrested a former FBI counterintelligence agent who had been investigated. Russian aluminum tycoon Olga, he's been investigating. Has been charged with secretly working with him, or for him. He was on his payroll. About that. Now, I like the way Florida's been going, and indoctrination or education. Florida's education department has rejected a new public school course on African American studies calling it woke indoctrination, and it's an AP course. Now, they've changed that. Supposedly took all the garbage out. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Brazil, many of the 30,000 indigenous residents are malnourished. They're starving people. Now, think about that very carefully, because that's supposed to be a big no-no all the way around. They got rid of the currency, the petrodollar, mainly to reduce use of the dollar, which has had a rapid increase in value that has hit Latin American exports hard. Now, that's something that, to be aware of. This is from February 3rd. That's, you know, like a month ago. Stockholm. Korean burning imperils NATO accessions. Oh, an anti-Islamic protest in Stockholm last weekend has drawn criticism from the Muslim world and endangered Sweden's bid to join NATO. Mm-hmm. You got to keep your stuff together. You don't scatter everything to the wind. the government of Burkina Faso demanded this week that France remove its remaining troops within a month. Now, they were there to fight Islamic insurgents, but apparently the country has things under control. So, here's Kiev. Corruption scandals. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky dumped 6 cabinet members and 5 regional governors this week, cleaning house after local media reported a string of corruption allegations. Think about it. You know, and that goes into the intel I've got for you. And we'll get to that after I do run these magazines. A wave of illness. Malawi is battling its deadliest cholera outbreak on record. Ooh, cholera is not nice. Thousands of Russians in some 60 cities worldwide rallied last week in solidarity with imprisoned Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, even as his colleagues say they fear he will die in prison. That sound familiar? Don't we have a Marine that's in prison on BS charges? Pakistan suffered its worst blackout in decades. And it left like 220 million people without power. Think about that. Deadly freeze in Kabul killed at least 157 Afghans and 70,000 livestock. And that's pretty nasty. hardening schools won't do that much good, because the problem is not so much bulletproofing the classroom door as it is taking the turkeys out and plucking them real thoroughly. but everybody's got their own ideas about what should be done, and these people are in charge. School districts nationwide are spending more than $3 billion per year to harden buildings. What you need to do is pay attention. and I'll give you an example. This is from Florida, this little excerpt. Florida investigators declined to act. Now, think about this. Declined to act on guidance counselors' concerns about the Parkland shooter, who made numerous violent threats to other students. People know what's going on and don't do shit are just as guilty as the guy that pulls the trigger, in case anybody don't know that. now we got a far-right tax proposal from the GOP. Ooh, to eliminate taxes on income, capital gains, gifts, estates, payrolls, and corporations. It'd kill the IRS. Ooh. weak case against Baldwin? No. It's a strong case. How to minimize abortions? Don't have sex. Keep it in your pants, guys. Keep it zipped up, you know. Oh, boy. And this this all just keeps going on and on. New Zealand, was it earned, hounded out of office? Yes. Venezuela, Maduro is his own worst enemy. Ooh. Deeply unpopular as voters rightfully blame him for the country's multidimensional economic crisis. Yeah, and it's nasty. The danger of eliminating co-pilots. This is from Australia. The airline industry must not be allowed to get rid of its of the co-pilot mandate. I agree. I'd want two people in there, one to fly the airplane, the other one to fight off the people that were trying to take it over. oh, boy, artificial intelligence, the dawn of a startling new era. And here's what's going to happen to a lot of this stuff is going to go by the wayside. Oh, they didn't. Oh, the Supreme Court failed Dobbs investigation. Oh, well, so what? Economy. Why we've been hit with inflation. Well, it hasn't hit here. but you got this AI thing is something you need to really think about, because it's they supposedly can use an AI programmed correctly to keep an eye on everything. AI would replace up to 47% of U.S. jobs, and it has since grown sophisticated enough to perform currently done by paralegals, copywriters, digital current content producers, executive assistants, entry-level computer programmers, and yes, some journalists. Ooh. How far do you want to go? Now, the thing that I see is in a joke, two jokes that are relative to what's going on right now that you guys will find out about. They got a Western dude who's holding a gun to Uncle Sam's head. The Western dude's name is McCarthy. And he says, don't worry, it's a prop. Uh-huh, think about that. I mean, Jesus. Then you got today's presentation, the argument for fewer guns. Bullet points, and everything is full of bullet holes, and the guy's hiding behind the podium. Well, I hate to tell you, but my question on that is, who pulled the trigger? Oh, yeah, somebody's got to pull the trigger. Then we got one that's interesting, a library. Live reading, My Life, by George Santos. The guy's wife says, drag queen story hour. I give you an idea as to what people think of that. Now, here's something that is important, but has been negated. and that's social media. UK threatens jail for harm to teens. The UK government is about to do something that will make Silicon Valley shudder. The online safety bill, expected to become law later this year now, will hold tech companies responsible for harmful content that's accessible to under 18s, and penalties include fines and threat of jail for executives. Ooh. Tech firms have delivered on promises to stop harming kids' mental health. They haven't delivered on the promises. 2 years jail time and a bunch of things that goes with it. What is harmful content? It's anything that the UK Secretary of State for Digital, Cultural, Media, and Sport decides. Think about that. Oh, and we got an electric truck. range is only 108 miles. What the hell good is it? You fill a tank up with gas, and you can go 300-400 miles, 500-600, whatever. So, you know, then the owners of some New York City's top sports and concert venues have been denying entry to lawyers whose firms have sued the company. Ooh, the band covers Madison Square Garden, where the New York Knicks play, as well as the iconic Radio City Music Hall, and extends to about 90 law firms. Oink. And they did send somebody away. You're going to have lots of angry young people. Why? Well, because you're taking TikTok away from new state regulations are going to eliminate TikTok. Lots of angry young people. Tough. It sounds like somebody needed a lot more tough love at some point or another. And you got to remember, this is from the second now, but it sounds real relevant, doesn't it? Sounds like it's done just now. It sounds like this stuff's going ongoing. And guess what? It is. And we'll get to it. That will come up. There's a couple of articles that I redlined the hell out of, and we're going to get to part of it here. This is just a little taste. Google: Department of Justice sues over ad dominance. Justice Department wants to break up Google's business brokering legal advertising across much of the internet. Well, you asked for that stuff. Google abuses its role, greatly expanded on an ongoing legal battle this week with a lawsuit against Alphabet, Google's corporate parent, alleging that Google abuses its role in selling advertising across the internet and mobile apps. Ooh, and it does. Alphabet calls for Alphabet to unwind and anti-competitive acquisitions, including its 2008 purchase of ad-serving company DoubleClick, and unload its ad exchange. How about that? They're going to take it. They're going to take Google apart, and it's going to be a big rip sound. Oh boy! BlackRock's lost about $16 billion. That's why they're advertising on TV. retailers are at war with shopping cart thieves. Wheels that automatically rock if the cart strays too far from the store. That's a good idea, really. Salaries accusing reality of pay transparency. There isn't any. Somebody says there is, or they don't. They got bad information. Tesla CEO Musk testified this week in a shareholder lawsuit that he was serious when he tweeted in 2018 that he had funding secured to take the pioneering electric car company private. Think about that. That makes some stockholders mad. Tough. The only trouble is that there's a real serious problem with the idea of self-driving technology. However, did you notice GM saying, ooh, our truck drives itself. They clap their hands and all this stuff. Oh, boy. Fake meat wasn't a real business? And the layoff axe by big tech is about to hit. About to land on some people's heads. Big tech is not going to support somebody without having them productively produce things. Now, here's one from The Nation. Oh, my goodness. And this is from 2-6-13-2023. Yeah, well, try this one. Which side are they on? And my answer was their own. If you really if you rely on the corporate media, the 15 ballots took to elect McCarthy as Speaker of the House might seem like a triumph for the Democratic Party, whose quiet competence and unity, oh yes, there they are, NBC declared, is a stark contrast not just to GOP fecklessness, but also the usual media story of Dems in disarray. For once, Bloomberg noted approvingly Democrats flexed their unity muscles. That's BS. So Bloomberg's in bed with the lefty Marxists. Goody. They changed the rules. And and by changing the rules, I mean Republicans now credibly force McCarthy to insist on cuts to Social Security and Medicare as part of the, any grand bargain on the budget. That's not true. It's a lie. He's already stated he ain't cutting, so cutting either one of those or some other things that, you know. And Matt Gaetz, oh, he gets blasted. Insurrectionist co-conspirators have gained three seats on the House Rules Committee and instituted new rules stipulating that while spending increases must be offset by cuts, proposals to raise taxes will now require a three-fifths supermajority. I mean, they changed it around to our benefit for once. Ah, oh, boy. Mob politics. The attack on democracy looks all too familiar. The only trouble, that's Brazil. Oh, boy. This is my Ellie Mistel. It's struck out, is what it's called. Ellie Mistel, in case you haven't noticed, is a Marxist. Supreme Court appears poised to make it even riskier for workers to strike. Oh, we got to get that fear porn going. Supreme Court is in place is the place labor rights go to die. Ooh, yeah. Well, guess what? Glaser sued the Teamsters for intentional destruction of company property. They had concrete hardening the trucks and whatnot. And what you have to remember is that the National Labor Relations Board, even though they'd probably like to be involved, have been left out of the fun and games. Avoid having to grapple with the critical worker protection labor expertise that the board provides. No, you didn't, and I'll tell you why. Didn't we have a president get elected and he came into office and his first day in office, Mr. Bozo Biden cut Keystone off? How many union workers went? Huh? Think about it. The low road. Scott Stringer's lawsuit against a woman who accused him of sexual harassment couldn't be more misguided. How would you know? You're not directly involved. Sam, oh boy, Sam Bankman-Fried's downfall is great news for progressives. No, it isn't, and it's not good for the Democratic Party. You lost all them donations. He was taking everybody's money and giving it to you guys, and you didn't even appreciate it. Reading the right out, January 6th report shows the lengths to which Donald Trump was willing to go to hold on to the presidency. Really? Well, there's some problems with that. First of all, that was an illegal caucus of people to go against everything anybody had come up with that would fix the problem. Mm-hmm. International law. Who owns the sea? International law does. Stipulates what you can and can't do on the sea. Stipulates the depth to which you can go and a whole bunch of things. Ooh. Universal basic income, the best way to reduce poverty? last year, L.A. gave $1,000 a month to 3,200 people. Hmm. Well, now they want reparations on top of that. I'm sorry, but I'd have to go start deducting some things. And, the, you know, these things are not well covered by the news to disprove any type of lab theory. Oh, literally, unredacted emails reveal the urgent efforts by leading virologists and NIH officials to determine the origin of SARS-CoV-2. Oh, my, my. They want to lie to you, and they can get away with it because they're official. Exactly what's going on. There's a lot of things that don't fit anywhere else. Epidemic of tuberculosis is sweeping through Washington State's prison system. Yep. And until it starts killing guards, they ain't going to do nothing about it. Now, I went through these magazines, and you got a picture here. I kind of like this. The backside of Barack Obama at a podium. The change we want. What does it take to build a political majority? You ain't going to have that problem. The change you want, it's on its way. We will cover some of that at the end of the show for sure. Guaranteed. There's going to be some intel that you're going to like. Now, this comes from a person that's been right so far. Therefore, I don't see any serious problem. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. After seeing white noise, there's a claim 85 novel at the New York Film. I discussed the movie with a couple of friends. And it didn't mean anything. And neither does the movie or anything else that these people propound as being earth-shaking and all that. See, I just went through a magazine in about 5 minutes. I'm going to go through another one here real quick. The Week. Oh, that's a section in the National Review from February 6th. Oh. Joe Biden had a better hope he doesn't have a gas stove in his garage. He probably does, knowing him. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who has been struggling to handle a relatively small influx of migrants, traveled to the border and called for a national solution to the problem. Biden's speech signaled that he's not going to get one. My. Ooh, they're looking at dumping $75 billion out of the military spending. Huh, opportunities to save money should be sought in the defense budget as elsewhere, but not at the expense of readiness. Think about that very carefully. C-SPAN, the last thing we need is a greater fixation on politics as a spectator sport. No. Trumpism was not some virus injected in American bloodstream. We grew it ourselves. We did it to ourselves and for the country. For those of you who don't agree and hate Trump, well, that's fine. He did do some really neat things. He was an idiot about some things, but that's part of the deal. Oh, boy. Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Ooh, it could actually endanger the lives of infants born alive after an attempted abortion by mandating the immediate transfer of the infant to the hospital. This is Nadler. Preposterous argument was the best Democrats could come up with after the abortion lobby had ordered them to defend the indefensible. Oh, boy, here we go. It's time to clear the runway for the idea. Get things straightened out. Boy. Infamous Congressman from North Carolina lost his primaries, and then he started doing other things, and all the calls that everybody made went to voicemail. Now, there's a little box down here about Illinois, and I'm going to read you part of it. This is to the ban on so-called assault weapons. Think about that very carefully. Illinois is only the second state in two decades to ban a host of popular semi-automatic weapons, and it is the first to do so since the Supreme Court made it clear in 2022 Bruin decision that it was serious about upholding the Second Amendment. Well, Illinois, you can expect to have that to get slapped down. Americans have a constitution in D.C. versus Heller. Americans have a constitutional right to weapons that are in common use, and that's one of them, the AR-15. 74 sheriffs in Illinois have refused to enforce the law on the grounds that it deliberately violates the Constitution. Uh-huh. That sounds like a problem. Did you ever notice that these politicians don't go out and enforce any of the laws they make themselves? Putin. Oh, boy. War crimes of this kind have already backfired. Putin has been the greatest stoker of Ukrainian nationalism in history. More of the burning will be on the Russian side. Ooh. Deja vu. Well, that means you went someplace that you didn't go or whatever. Violence and histrionics are not substitutes for legitimacy and authority in a constitutional republic. That's pretty simple, isn't it? It's pretty right to the January 8th riots in Brazil. Okay. What about the riots we had a whole... just about a year of. The West should worry about the opportunity that the switch to electric vehicles is offering China. Rare earths, and China has the world's largest known reserves of them. That's not altogether true, because since that fact was put out, we discovered a whole bunch over around the Rocky Mountains, and now there are people that want to mine that are in a big battle with the EPA. In December, the Scottish Parliament passed a bill establishing a policy of self-identification alone as the requirement to change legal gender. That is going to be a Pandora's box you shouldn't open the market. Oh, boy, the market consists only of transsexuals who are offended by Rowling's non-conforming views on gender. Yeah, well, you're either born with a weenie or you ain't, and that determines your gender, whether you like it or not. Ooh. People were quick when Hamlin went down to blame the COVID-19 vaccine. Godspeed to Hamlin and his recovery, and I agree fully with that. New speaker at last. Whew. Kevin McCarthy became Speaker of the House on the 15th ballot after the last few Republican holdouts agreed to vote present. This is a significant diminishment of McCarthy's authority. They changed the rules to decentralize the power and authority the speaker holds. I asked McCarthy that had a chance of success would have been able to meet the old threshold for calling a vote. Yeah, McCarthy's balancing act. What recent history suggests that the new House Speaker can expect? A whole lot of fun games, a whole lot of fights. Infighting would be closer. Misinformed about disinformation. Russian propaganda appears to have had little effect on Americans. And that covers the whole friggin', I mean, they put a whole page and part of another one into this. Oh, I take that back. Two pages. Oh, boy. In California, the state now determines what physicians can tell patients, a violation of physician speech rights, and declares it professional misconduct if one strays from that narrative. A narrative whose truth or falsehood is determined by a small, unelected state medical board, many of whom are political appointees. California, you're right in the middle of the mix again. And these people have been self-censoring simply jobs. Vision may be ahead of the curve or rapidly adopt new data, yet the patient care may be unjustly punished. Even as we know that science advances because of scientists and physicians who are brave and insightful enough to rightfully challenge orthodoxy. Ooh, if you don't follow the orthodoxy, you're in trouble. And believe me, that comes up. Until recently, making science be accurate about claims about COVID. It would likely get you banned from major social media platforms and branded a conspiracy theorist. We're nasty. Then again, you got to remember the whole of the population of our country were deemed terrorists. So, the politicians in New Jersey and California are so focused on misinformation and disinformation are correct that trust is the central issue at stake. Oh, and by the way you guys have acted, we don't trust the government. Hello. The public doesn't trust the institutions and elected officials passing these laws. And then you got China. 2018, the government created an app to make it easier for people to report fellow citizens who are spreading misinformation. We'll get into that. That comes out as some of the intel. Political right. Why are members of Congress from the Republican Party the ones most outspoken against support for Ukraine? Well, Democrats, if you hadn't spent everything that was in the bank, they might not be. Why is it that the right has produced the most fervent anti-interventionists when it used to be the political left that did so? It's called counterfighting. I have found from the political right in this country a degree of ideological opposition that has surprised me. Well, domestic politics are part of what the problem is. Democrats' weaponization of about Russia and its leader, claims of collusion between Trump and the Russian government, and Trump's own often infelicist comments on the issue meant that the moment Vladimir Putin was discussed, domestic politics immediately intruded. Then there was the fact that during the same period, Ukraine made it into the national consciousness on only two occasions. They didn't get very far, huh? Well, anyway, in my opinion, and this is my considered opinion, Trump has done things that he shouldn't have done, and in a manner that he shouldn't have used. And those things have turned me off on Trump. Iran's revolution continues, sparked by a new wave of protests in Iran. The revolution began in 2017. Wave of protests is an escalation in the war between the Islamic Republic and the Iranian people. And it's been going on a lot longer than 2017, believe me. That's just a few years. Stranded. Oh, boy. They got a picture of the White House with a car sitting in front of it and an extension cord run up to it and plugged in. The false promise of electric cars. The more the state plans, the more difficult planning becomes for the individual. Resonate with the driver of an electric vehicle who pulled up at a charging station in the middle of nowhere only to find it broken. or if you can even find one, electrification as a technology chosen by politicians that said it was imposed on the auto sector. Yeah, right. But the electric grids can't handle it. They've told you not to charge your cars on certain days when it's too hot out. Europeans' energy miseries are no secret. But there have been signs of trouble here, too, including grimly amusing requests to EV owners not to charge their cars during a couple of extremely hot days in Texas and California. So even if you're playing by the rules, you ain't playing by the rules. And there's a lot of fun and games over that. But now we're going to have misplaced trust. ESG investing collides with advocates of fiduciary duty traditionally understood. ESG, environmental social governance, is a hocus pocus set of criteria used by professional asset managers to find politically correct investment for retirees and pensioners who may want to be socially responsible. In other words, you don't have control over your own money when you put it in one of these things. For several years, there's been rage among financial advisors who are collectively responsible for allocating billions of dollars of other people's money. Getting in the game? I think they'd change. Climate change would become a defining factor in how BlackRock assets assessed the companies in which it would invest. The only trouble is BlackRock has lost billions, and I mean billions. That's why you're seeing their ads on TV. They're trying to win back somebody. Stakeholder capitalism is not about politics. It is not woke. It is capitalism. Traditional shareholder capitalism, as enunciated by Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, recognizes that the risk-takers, entrepreneurs, and owners of the business are the primary stockholders, whose principal goal is to increase business profits. Oh, boy, the critics of ESG are a growing list of respected financial advisors, analysts, economists, and state officials. And it ain't getting better. It's getting worse. How the Fed went wrong. Oh, over the past 15 years, Federal Reserve has made two major policy errors. In 2008, it adopted an excessive contractionary monetary policy, worsening the Great Recession. In 2021 and 22, it adopted an excessively expansionary monetary policy, adding to the recent inflation. Adopting three key policy reforms would greatly reduce the risk of repeating these mistakes. The only trouble is you got to be in charge of them. And if you ain't, it doesn't do you a bit of good to complain, jump up and down, or anything else. The thing you got to watch is what it does and or doesn't do. And what something does or doesn't do depends on how it's used. Oh, boy. And, you know, we can go through magazines, or I can, like it's like a dose of salts. Another one bites the dust. That's three magazines. We ain't even up to 30 minutes yet. Editorials. January 24th, Washington Examiner. Well, very simple. No to San Francisco's ridiculous jackpot reparations plan. 5 million lump sum payments for any black person who meets a set of criteria that are, to say the least, not well-crafted. Victimization. You had great-great-granddaddy who was a slave. If you can prove that, then you get to claim your prize, $5 million. California was never a slave state. The city of San Francisco never owned slaves. Neither can claim can claim it is making amends for uncompensated work performed for the benefit of people more than 150 years ago in distant southern slave states. I thought that California was in the red. I understood that they had a busted bank account. It has to be a government. Has to be a government to pay this, because that's where the money is. Who is taking for granted that taxpayers must foot the bill? Think about it. Is that what you want? Think about it. Including the vast majority whose ancestors never owned slaves and perhaps died in a war to end slavery, or who had no ancestors in America before the Civil War. Mm-hmm. You got to keep up with what's going on. Now, some of this stuff isn't heard on mainstream media. Woke medical schools are a threat to your health. They surely are. Doctors are supposed to examine their patients as individuals, analyzing their symptoms and behavior without regard to race or economic status. For hundreds of years, that's what medical schools taught doctors to do. Not anymore. The association, that's the Association of American Medical Colleges. Think about that. They're going to change it. They started initiatives to promote social justice in a comprehensive manner, including by pushing medical schools to undergo an inventory to assess their so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Uh-huh. It won't fly. State governments that control many of these medical schools should take a hard look at how DEI programs are undermining their public health missions and should reject them. And I agree. Mama, this is different. Hugo Gurdon is a person that I respect. These and other future benefits, go to thewashingtonexaminer.com, click on sign in, add your name and email to the account. Oh boy, Biden's Coast Guard sends SOS to DeSantis. Well, I didn't. But send President Joe Biden a bill, since it is Biden's non-existent immigration enforcement policies that caused the current wave of illegal immigration. I've been trying to tell all these small people to do that for quite a while now. Problem is, hours after Jean-Pierre's attack, DeSantis' office produced emails from the Coast Guard showing that it was Biden's Coast Guard that first requested the help from Florida National Guard in tracking boats. Yep. Oh, boy. Empty pews, full morgues. And this is something that gets into the way things have changed. And I'll hit the end of this. Changes that tear us away from the pews, whether it be opening Main Street or trying to replace churches, replace church welfare with state welfare, may strike the elites as progress, but they hit ordinary citizens as a death sentence. High inflation causing Americans to skip the doctor, and they are. And I mean, a bunch of more toxic cities on a hill. Misgoverned blue metropolises are everyone's problem. Bull. I'm not going to pay for some dink that doesn't know how to balance their checkbook. It'd be understandable for denizens of Nashville, Houston, or Miami to be indifferent to the current fate of America's troubled blue cities. New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Detroit, for example, have become notorious for a toxic combination of street homelessness and crime on top of pandemic population loss. Ooh. all are governed by Democratic mayors and populated by Democratic majorities. The fact that these social ills can be linked directly to poor local governance, including bail reform laws that spring criminals, makes it even harder to feel these big cities' pain. I don't feel any obligation, and I don't feel any pain. There's little doubt that some of our biggest cities face a crisis. That's right. Now, I'm staying away from the big cities. I just ain't going to go. Oh, boy. Now you got a problem relying on the life support of transfer payments. That's Medicaid, cash welfare, food stamps. Uh-huh. That, is that what makes the world go round? Oh, the government is in charge when they get to that. Through our quasi-socialized health care system, even rural denizens pay for the medical bills of big city crime victims. Ooh. Well, it's Biden's bailout versus the rule of law. Supreme Court is the last hurdle constitutionally suspect giveaway. Student debt cancellation couldn't be done without passing a law. And who controls the purse strings? It's very simple. Congress has the power of the purse per the Constitution. That ends that discussion. Cancel student debt. No, hell no. You signed up for it. Deal with it. Emergency powers are not meant to address long-standing problems, however dire. Nor are they meant to provide long-term solutions and using them to get around Congress when Congress has considered a course of action and rejected it. It is a clear misuse of emergency powers. Ooh. I don't think Biden has much of a leg to stand on. He walks funny anyway, so, you know. Gaslight politics. The less real target is your quality of life. It's all BS. I went through the whole thing. They're going to outlaw new gas stoves. Well, they decided they just wouldn't hook up to the gas system. Simple. Everybody hollers about climate change. We'll get to that in a minute. comes about that economic liberalism produces a freedom of action whose outcomes may be incompatible with religious principle. Yeah, like you're going to tell somebody they got to provide contraception when it's illegal according to your church? I think somebody said no, and then it went to court, and the court agreed. Episode made Schiff a Republican boogeyman, and he is, to the point that the new Republican House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, plans to kick Schiff off the House Intelligence Committee entirely. Well, that means that he's already made a complaint against a man holding the clearances necessary to be on the committee. Just like a certain person at Word was wearing a hijab. It goes on and on. There's no for house transportation, boring is better. From Bakersfield boy to Speaker of the House. Ooh-wee. He got what he was after. But things are not good. Electric vehicles are all over the roads. How prevalent are they, really? Well, no charging when it's hot out. This increase comes largely on the back of growing EV sales in China, which accounts for almost 68% of global EVs sold. Think about that. Even that higher upfront price tag, people understand now that they can have an EV that adapts to their lifestyle and not the other way around. BS. Peace-loving Japan to add more offensive firepower. And the best defense is indeed a good offense. Japan and the United States are currently facing challenging a complex security environment in recent history. Japan decided to fundamentally reinforce our defense capabilities, including in possessing the counter-strike capabilities. So, people are arming up. Oh, boy. Lawmakers push for research grants and for cybersecurity in the energy sector. good luck with that. When you got a high-powered rifle shooting holes in the transformers, that doesn't go well. White House goes to war over Biden classified document questions. Ooh, and the White House is going to be the loser. House Republicans gained subpoena power first time during Biden's presidency. And they said they're coming after people. And a whole load of them. New Biden gun grab based on just two shootings. Yeah, and people knew about the people who were doing it. Didn't do anything about it. ATF has also conceded that the public's overwhelmingly opposed the new rule. Yeah, like keep your hands off my AR-15. 20,000 comments in support. This is the, I'm going to take your AR-15. 217,000 in opposition. Agency will be forced to fight off recent court decisions that guns in common use can't be restricted by agencies making their own rules and not implementing new law. If a gun is common and useful, then it's protected. And we're talking about millions of these that meet the definition of common in recent polls. So it, you know, just keeps going. Some warning, gas over $4. Oil at $180 a barrel. That's been going down steadily since that was written. Ooh, Bitcoin starts 2023 with momentum on the downside. See if you think about this climb. They're not really climbing. Is back to the level it was before FTX explosion for both Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's official. This is by Stephen Moore, somebody I respect. It's official. Trump's tax cuts paid for themselves. And I got a whole article. This is Washington Examiner, January 24th. And it's one away from latest issue, which I'll get to in a minute. Give away to the rich. Biden and congressional Democrats now want to let expire major planks of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017. Former President Donald Trump signature domestic achievement, particularly the incentives for American business to invest more here at home. We now have incontrovertible evidence that after 5 years since they took effect, the Trump tax rate cuts of 2017 raised revenues over this time period. Think about that. It's not a problem of things we've got going. It's a problem of spending. It's a problem of runaway spending. That's exactly what this is. So you get into these things and you begin to be able to pick some things out. They even got an article. I couldn't believe it. It's a book. Avenging the Holocaust. Well, not possible. Most of those people are dead or gone. I keep looking through these things. Godfather Harlem is a much too ignored historical drama. Yeah, well. A firm bearing his name recently told reporters that he was part of a silent majority among automakers who were skeptical about EV's future. And you're talking about, what is it? British Motor BMW. I'm trying to find the quote. The fuselage of front-wheel drive was universally lauded by the media and various government functionaries who had lambasted domestic manufacturers being too slow to join Honda, Nissan, Volkswagen, and other foreign competitors in the glorious and completely mandatory front-drive future. Well, the front-drive future is here. Those buyers abandoned the big three in droves and headed to their local Toyota dealership for the front-wheel drive car they should have bought in the first place. Think about that. Seriously think about that. I mean, you know, it should come as no surprise then that Toyota is not exactly leading the vanguard of electric vehicle cheerleaders. told reporters, now this is the CEO of the company, told reporters that he was part of a silent majority among automakers who were skeptical about the EV future. A recent Wired article suggests that today's EVs, which are already incapable of matching gasoline cars for range, could and should reduce their battery capacity by as much as 80%. Ooh. Fewer than 5% of trips are longer than 30 miles. Citizens have considered walking to your grandmother's house this holiday season. Toyota's lack of the requisite near-religious EV enthusiasm has produced the expected results among the chattering classes. Several petitions have been produced with the goal of forcing Toyota to go all electric. One of which had 110,000 signatures. Ooh. One was delivered to the company, which was much fanfare by some of us, a non-governmental organization that accepts anonymous donations to empower change. If everyone but Toyota buys in, however, then come 2035, Toyota will have a complete line of newly engineered gasoline and diesel vehicles in its showrooms, while its competitors have their 2025 lineups, minus the tooling and production facilities and all that. And front-wheel drive and all that nasty. Right now, there's just one automaker with the intelligence to understand this, okay? And the courage to plan accordingly. Time will tell if Toyota is right. But business history suggests you'd be a fool to bet against it. Now, what they're going to do is have electric and gas. And we'll see who wins. And they're not going to play games about it either. Oh, boy, here's Hugo Gurdon. He wrote a whole column on this. In the left's meritless society, there's no difference between excellence and competence. Harvard Medical School's decision to withdraw from U.S. News and World Report rankings? Ooh. There has long been valid criticism of college and university evaluations from left and right, and for an array of micro issues entirely unrelated to ideology. Apart from anything else, rankings incentivize schools to game the system instead of focusing on real education. Hello, higher education, are you higher or lower? Difference of degree becomes a difference of kind. If you are a terrible teacher or an incompetent bureaucrat, never mind. You'll be treated no differently than an inspiring classroom mentor or dedicated civil servant. Postmodern socialism is all about eradicating the distinctions between things done well and things done badly. Think about that. We got a whole bunch of things. They did finally shoot the friggin' balloon down. What happened to the Trump classified documents? Nada. And the bottom line is there's been no word on whatever damage assessment, if any, the intelligence community performed. Oops. Collapsing demographics point to China's demise. When the demise of the People's Republic of China occurs, perhaps soon, perhaps many decades from now, the story will be not of Western aggression, but of national suicide. Think about that, because we're going in the right direction, but they're not. Whew, I had a lot of markings in that one. Now, most people don't trust the government, so I'm going to play a song about that.
goes on its way.
Yeah, well, hope you like that superstition. Now, the Washington Examiner is an interesting magazine in a lot of ways. Some of the stuff they cover is pretty funky. On the cover, they got a hand pulling a plug from a burnt wall socket. It says, silencing speech, government censors and their aim in corner in the public. We'll get into that. DOJ is moving in the right direction on antitrust. Wealth tax is a dumb idea. Oh, gee. Elizabeth Warren. Imagine that. And one of the battle tanks is Donald Trump. That's from Hugo Gurdon, and he knows what he's talking about. Ukraine will get just over 100 of NATO's most advanced battle tanks. They should be able to win a war with that. Those who believe $30 billion in U.S. aid more usefully spent at home. So you do have some people that are not happy with it, but because Russia is indissolubly linked to Trump, the left zips its lip, as it does on no other subject, when the issue at hand is the dispatch of U.S. weapons into a hot war. Think about that very carefully. That sums up the whole article. How many gangbangers has Biden led in our country? And my answer was thousands. A member of the notorious Mara Salvatrucha, or MS-13 drug gang. Ooh, voters deserve to have some questions answered from this incident. Was a background check conducted on this MS-13 member murder suspect? Was a background check conducted on his sponsor? Was the sponsor even in the country legally? How many UACs with MS-13 ties has Biden led into the country? Well, there's a... there's a free speech is expensive in college article. And self-censorship is now par for the course. Faculty members who are concerned with the ideological trends on campus and students who just don't want to draw attention to themselves would rather say nothing at all than risk the wrath of the mob. The mob. So, you know, 40% of the faculty members say they self-censor. 41% of students are not confident the school would protect opposing views. Who? Our future lawyers, corporate board members, scientists, and more are being trained to accept leftist orthodoxy unquestionably and attack anyone who doesn't. Think about that very carefully. The old bigotry is the new social justice, and just ask the college students. And we'll get into that real heavy here in a minute. Reparations Redux. California revives the debate about compensation for past discrimination. It won't fly. World leaders, reparations for slavery. Now. Protester will design as California's reparations task force meets to hear public input in Los Angeles. Alveda King speaks at a conference of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Nashville, Tennessee. For America to truly be repaired, we must treat each other with human dignity, as brothers and sisters, as one blood, one human race, created equally in the image and likeness of God. Otherwise, we're doomed to perish as fools. Uh-huh. That's true. Senate Democrats face a brutal map. The battle for the 2024 majority goes through red states. Ooh. And they name the states and people involved in it and a few other things. And they get into a heavy-duty battle as to what do we do? Killing a culture of free speech. The real target isn't misinformation. And but self-government. Elon Musk revealed a deep connection between the social media giant and government. Ooh-wee. A union, the main purpose of which was to throttle content that the latter deemed false or misleading. Ooh. While it is true that Twitter files have revealed no legal violation of the First Amendment, and I question that, they have revealed a pattern certainly runs against the spirit, and they demonstrate that vast swaths of corporate, government, and media power no longer hold to the basic commitments of free speech upon which this country was founded. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, was in fact skeptical that the court could enforce any Bill of Rights if democratic forces aligned against it. The First Amendment is the embodiment of the liberties necessary for Republican self-government. And he later wrote, Madison, public opinion sets bounds to every government and is the real sovereign in every free one. For the people to truly rule themselves, their government can exercise no prior restraint upon them in the process of formulating their views. First Amendment indicates that the people stand above Congress, but since Congress alone writes the laws, the implication is that the people stand above the entirety of government. I haven't really gotten into a lot of things on this, but freedom of speech is very important. Twitter files demonstrates there is a large swath of policymakers in the Justice Department, the National Security Apparatus, and even the White House itself, who do not believe in this principle. Freedom of speech has got to go, got to go. There must be boundaries set by government, corporate America, and the media, of course, lest the people come to the wrong decision. Ooh. James Monroe was an anti-federalist who eventually became president. And one of the things about the World Economic Forum is that they decided we don't have the right to be free any longer. Practical limits to freedom of speech. What practical in what way? By whom? And whose authority? The spirit of the First Amendment and its essential relationship to political liberty is a matter of interest for all citizens, regardless of whether you spent 3 extra years in college to get your doctorate, the greater the intercourse of sentiments, the more likely people will collectively figure out what is in their best interests. not merely an American idea either. In 1859, English philosopher John Stuart Mill argued on liberty for robust protections for free speech, not because it was a natural right, but because it made society better. And the problem is that the ideology of freedom of speech is not something that's new, and it's not something that's old. The people, this is from high federals, the people are not fit to make these decisions. Oh, boy. Somebody's trying to call me. They better quit. What's the power to determine true from false, fact from fiction? People cannot make those distinctions themselves. Ooh. They instead need to rely upon the union of government and corporate power to keep them safe from themselves. The Twitter files revelations are a big deal. They indicate a merger of state and corporate power to micromanage the public discourse and undermine the right that is essential to self-government. Any true friend of liberty should be very worried. Man, oh man, oh man. Mike Pompeo in memoir gives no quarter. Portrays himself in his new memoir as a pugnacious and an uncompromising fighter. Uh-huh. The trouble is that on the things that matter most, I never gave an inch. I do it all again with no second thoughts, and I may just do that. Now, the problems that have come out from this are that the general public doesn't know. Now, you got the House Weaponization Committee targets big tech. And it's got the Twitter files mentioned and a bunch of other things. Key among them is exploring how government has influenced social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook in their treatment of conservative content online. Well, guess what? Select Committee on the Weaponization of Federal Government. Twitter files exposed with their recent release of private correspondence conducted by various government agencies, White House staff, and members of Congress with the microblogging site. Those contested posts include COVID-19 vaccine skepticism, theories about the virus origin, news stories with potential political consequences, and others. In defending the need to push back on these requests to social media companies from government officials, Jordan recently said in the House floor, Americans are sick and tired of it. And they are. Jordan, the new chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said, we just want to stop. Adding, that's what this committee is all about. That's what we're going to focus on. That's what we're going to do. Now, you know, you get into this, and you'll find things that bother most of these people that want to be in charge. The Oversight Committee website describes the trio's bill taking aim at social media regulation excesses by members of President Biden's administration. Ooh, their proposal would prohibit Biden administration officials and federal bureaucrats from using their authority or influence to promote censorship of speech or pressure social media companies to censor speech. Think about that. Democrats worry about what they call dangerous and misinformation being left up to circulate online. Well, Republicans fret too much about content, namely with a conservative man, is being taken down online. Change would mean the repeal of curtailing of federal liability shield known as Section 230, and they're going that's one of the things that's on the menus. States take it upon themselves to regulate privacy online. Congress remains unable to pass a federal privacy law, and so they're kind of at odds there a little bit. Proposals aimed at protecting children online suffer from similar party-line disagreements. Federal Trade Commission is aggressively claiming rulemaking authority to regulate the industry without Congress's direction or permission. Sort of. The Department of Justice is reported to be on the cusp of filing a new antitrust case targeting Google's online ad business and a suit against Apple. This is about the First Amendment, something you guys used to care about, and I'd actually hope we could get bipartisan agreement on protecting the First Amendment. And it keeps going, and it keeps going. Now, there's a columnist by the name of Adams, and his name is Beckett Adams. He's the program director of the National Journalism Center. And his column is called Media Malpractice at Devos. Free speech is the enemy. Now, this is something that you got to pay attention to because the oligarchs are throwing money at it. The World Economic Forum's annual gathering of business tycoons, multi-billionaires, and rural leaders is all about improving the state of the world. At least it claims that. For the folks who spoke at Davos this year, the First Amendment, which is as radical as it is morally just, is a bridge too far. Too much freedom, according to a certain subset of Davos speakers, is a dangerous thing. American politicians and newsmen who attended the annual World Economic Forum gathering made no attempt to defend free speech unequivocally, as distressing as the attacks on free speech themselves. Panel titled "The Clear and Present Danger of Disinformation," a giggling European bureaucrat predicted European-style anti-hate speech laws, which he believes are a positive good, will soon pass in the United States. I don't think so. Hate speech. Oh, European Commission Vice President values and transparency. Whoa, Vera Jourova. We need the people to understand the language and the case law in the country, because what qualifies as hate speech is illegal hate speech, which you will soon have soon also in the U.S. No. European Commission will soon implement its 2022 Code of Practical Practice on Disinformation, which demands of participating platforms that they follow specific EU-dictated guidelines for battling disinformation. Signatories to the agreement include Google, TikTok, Microsoft, and reportedly Twitter. Worse than the fact, Europe has embraced laws banning entire categories of speech, as the fact her remarks went unchallenged by her American co-panelists. Mm. Yeah, that's right. They didn't say that. EU apparatic argued in favor of increasing speech restrictions, disinformation, misinformation. What is it? You know, I think it maps basically to every other major challenge that we are grappling with as a society, and particularly the most existential among them. Ooh. Disinformation and misinformation, conspiracy propaganda, clickbait, are corrupting the information ecosystem and undermining trust in our institutions. If you hadn't violated the trust, you wouldn't have that problem. I said, if it's allowed to continue unchecked, this will cause societies to fracture. Yeah, that's right. They get rid of the dinks in government that think they know what they're doing and put people in there who do. Under law, or even under loosely defined and unevenly enforced terms of service agreements, it's a slippery slope when it comes to disinformation speech restrictions. Hmm. Salisbury continued during his focus on critics of the press. To be clear, oh, boy. I don't see Salisbury mentioned here. But to be clear, he said, terms like fake news and enemies of the people have been popularized cyclically in society and in some of the most repressive and dangerous moments. You know, Nazi Germany, Stalinist Russia, right. So I think anytime we're hearing language like that applied to free press or more broadly free expression, I think we should really be worried, and we should be. As for Jourova's remarks on anti-hate speech laws, Sutterberg voiced no dissent. In fact, he suggested social media sites should do more to restrict free speech, free and open dialogue. Ooh. At some point, he said, given the central role of the platforms in disseminating bad information, I think you're going to have to do an unpopular and brave thing, which is to differentiate and elevate trustworthy sources. He doesn't say what these are. Nobody says what they are, of information consistently. Oh, boy. Until they do, we have to assume that these environments are poisoned. Hmm. Social media sites cannot really be trusted until newsrooms such as the New York Times are given preferential treatment. I wouldn't give the New York. I wouldn't. I wouldn't put that in the bottom of my birdcage. Quite literally, it don't measure up to that level. He began first by avoiding the central question of whether governments and corporations should intervene directly in combat problematic speech. They wanted to stop that. However, after initially sidestepping the issue, Moulton then suggested he sees the point of speech restriction, especially insofar as COVID-19 is concerned. And here's the kicker. When I have a constituency that I'm trying to keep healthy, the representative said, and I can't get them to take a COVID vaccine because of misinformation that's propagated on the Internet, that's where this becomes a much tougher, more difficult, bigger concern. It should be. The people that manufacture this stuff has put things in there that'll kill you, and it is killing many. This is the best article I've found on the subject. Justified the ban. Shouting fire in a theater and causing panic. Oh, justified the ban with dubious analogy. With a dubious analogy to longstanding principle that the First Amendment doesn't protect speech that incites people to physical violence. No, really? Who are you to make that determination? That this trope originated as justification for what has long since been deemed unconstitutional censorship reveals just how it is as a measure of the limitations of rights. Think about that. You think that's the only thing they're going to stop? Notice to the court's objection. Notice that the court's objection was only to falsely shouting fire. Well, here we go. Does Moulton's misinterpretation of the outdated fire in a crowded theater argument qualify as disinformation or misinformation? Perhaps conspiracy. And does it run afoul of the type of anti-speech restrictions the Stelter moderated panel seems to be so keen to enforce? You think this is bad, just wait. Richard Edelman suggested elsewhere at Davos that businesses should band together to defund sites that spread disinformation. I think the first thing that businesses need to do is deprive platforms that spread disinformation of oxygen, said. Stop advertising. Pull your promotion money. Citing a failed boycott of Facebook and similar boycott of Twitter that had only modest impact, Edelman urged his fellow business leaders to do more to punish groups that host speech they, whoever they are, find offensive and hurtful. And who makes that determination? It sure as hell ain't these people. They just want to shut you up. They got Joe Manchin in here. The problem we have is the open press system and basically all the platforms. So if you're able to have five platforms, social platforms, you can basically personify the extremes as somebody who is extremely right or extremely left, and it seems like that is the majority speaking. They're not the majority, but they're basically driving everybody to make a decision. Now, think about that. Not the majority, but they're making the decisions. Manchin walked back these comments later in an interview with Fox Business Maria Bartiromo. Really? The open press is absolutely the bedrock of democracy, clarified, stressing it meant that social media sites create echo chambers that reward bad behavior. It used to be where something was said and it was accepted, and that was it, the senator said. Now it's said to where you can find a social media platform, you can find somebody to agree with you, and pretty soon the hate comes out. Ooh. Clarification, it's a problem that people are talking too much. Too much freedom, you see, is dangerous. Davos claims it committed to the mission of improving the state of the world. Sure, but for whom and how? Corporations and world governments restrict the ability of citizens to speak freely and hopefully improves things for only one party involved. And it is, and folks, it ain't us. And I wanted to make sure that I got that in and that you heard it from me, because it's these people have decided that we are incapable of making informed decisions of any kind. I want you to think about that. If you can't make a decent decision on your own, why did they let you out of the bedroom? Dead Limit Whopper, Elizabeth Warren. Now, she's blaming Republicans. If Republicans hadn't spent nearly $2 trillion on the Trump tax cuts, they hadn't made it, and if they hadn't made it easier for rich people to cheat on their taxes, yes, we wouldn't need a debt ceiling increase this year. She's so full of it, it hurts. The age of Davos man is over. The world is no longer buying what the West is selling, and the Western voters aren't buying it either. Whoops. We made devil's men. Middle class of Marx saw, are the West's true radicals. Theirs is the modern meta-narrative, for they built the liberal democratic capitalist system. They made Davos man. He was a giant, promising that the West could rule the world forever, and now he is an Ozymandian fallen idol. It was time to climb. It was a long climb to Davos, and from Davos, it's downhill all the way. Now, I promised you some intel, and I intend to keep that promise. Now, there's a guy that everybody's going to miss, Lloyd Morissette. He was the mind behind Sesame Street. Whenever you see Sesame Street, he's in there. Now, I don't normally pay any attention to things offered that don't have any validity. But I know the person that posted this as a person who can be trusted. I believe that or not. This comes from a variety of places. But it's accurate. Nasera is the most groundbreaking reformation to sweep not only this country, but our planet in its entire history. That does away with the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS, the shadow government, and much more. Nasera implements the following changes, and there's quite a few of them. Zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to illegal banking and government activities. This is the Federal Reserve's worst nightmare, a jubilee or forgiveness of debt. Abolishes the income tax. Abolishes the IRS. Employees of the IRS will be transferred into the U.S. Treasury National Sales Tax Area. Creates a 14% flat rate, non-essential, new items only, sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will used items such as old homes. Increase benefits to senior citizens. I understand it's going to be about three times what we get now. It'd be nice. Returns constitutional law to all courts and legal matters. Reinstates the original Title of Nobility Amendment. Hundreds of thousands of Americans under the control of foreign powers will lose their citizenship, be deported to other countries, and barred from reentry for the remainder of their life. And millions of people will soon discover their college degrees are now worthless paper. This stuff ain't this ain't mild-mannered me talking about this. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after Nasera's announcement. The intern government will cancel all national emergencies and return us back to constitutional law. Monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. Creates a new U.S. Treasury. Rainbow currency, backed by gold, silver, and platinum, precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the United States, initiated by Roosevelt in 1933. Now, our first bankruptcy was in 1868, and it was negotiated up until Roosevelt said there wasn't a way around it and dropped the hammer. Forbids the sale of American birth certificate records as chattel property bonds by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment with constitutional law. The new financial areas that this covers is a quantum banking system. That's covered on a couple of places, and I'll see if I can get the links and post them. And relates to the Federal Reserve System. During the transition period, the Federal Reserve will be allowed to operate side by side of the U.S. Treasury for 1 year in order to remove all Federal Reserve notes from the money supply. Ooh, they're going to take the greenbacks. Restores financial privacy. Retains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law. Seizes all aggressive U.S. government military actions worldwide. Establishes a peace throughout the world. Releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. Now, what you got to understand about all this is that this applies to the planet. This is not something that is just for the United States. Enables the release of over 6,000 patents of suppressed technologies that are being withheld from the public under the guise of national security, including free energy devices, anti-gravity, sonic healing machines. Because President Clinton's clone had no interest in signing the SARA into law on October 10, 2000. Under orders from the U.S. military generals, the elite Navy SEALs and Delta Force stormed the White House and under gunpoint forced Bill Clinton to sign this era. That's right. had a choice. Sign or die. during the time, this time, Secret Service and White House security personnel were ordered to stand down, disarmed, and allowed to witness this event. Some of them considered. That was under a gag order, by the way. So I couldn't say anything. Now, try this. Washington, D.C. was now a ghost town with federal offices vacated. Charlie Ward verified that Washington, D.C. has been closed and was being dismantled. He said everything you see about Washington, D.C. was on a stage somewhere. All stages. Remember I said they set stages and play games? The constitutional government was now based in Temple, Texas, and the U.S. Treasury was on an Indian reservation near Reno, Nevada. Reporter Nancy Drew, in 2 years I've been here in Washington, D.C., and hundreds of times I've passed the IRS building, I've yet to see a single person enter or exit the building. Interesting. Global currency reset. Wednesday, January 11th, Mark Z. I'm hearing chatter about the need to release everything with asset-backed currency, meaning that they do not want to release anything ahead of time, paid with fiat-like fines, penalties, etc. This is the first conversation I've heard in some time on FNPs and the rumors of the delivery of FNPs this weekend, but in asset-backed money. The paymasters and groups, political and banking sources feel like things could move at any moment. From now on, they are not waiting for a specific thing to be completed. Things are complete enough to pull the trigger now, is what I'm being told. Timing-wise, appears to be soon. The window opened on Monday, January 9th, and goes to around Tuesday, 31 January. One group of sources says it'll happen Wednesday, 11 January, and Saturday, 14 January of this week. Another one thinks it'll happen between Thursday, 12 January, and Tuesday, 17 January. Most of the folks are betting on late this Thursday, the coming next week. The powers that be do not want us to know the date. They are going to keep throwing out dates and curves to keep us guessing and doing it on purpose. Try to stay off the roller coaster. It will drive you nuts. We continue to see movement on NDAs, form, whales, paymasters, and groups. Now, that's the only part of it that I have copied. And as far as I know, I'm the first one to put it on the show. I don't think that there's any or very much that anybody should think about doing or to actions to be taken other than for everybody. Don't matter what color, creed, where you're from, or whatever, to form a group called We the People. Listen up.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, what do you think, y'all? I got some more intel coming up, too, in the near future that's going to be just as heavy-duty as all of this. Now, you're going to have educational channels, whatever form of communication you get in terms of TV, the Internet, et cetera, that will give you the particulars of how to operate the financial institution known as the quantum banking system. It's very similar to the one we have now in terms of cutting a check or whatever. The thing about this is that this is not privileged information. I splattered this all over the place. It got taken down every time I put it up. So you're hearing it, the list, for the first time here. I'll have another list when some of my ET friends land in the yard again. They're supposed to come and see me, so we'll see what happens with that. And I will talk to them about getting on the show, on a show, live. I don't know exactly what all that will do, but a little good news. On Monday, 3-6, Gail and I are going to have a show, 7 o'clock Eastern time, so you might be aware and ready for that as well. The other part of this is that the people that are hollering the loudest may actually cause some changes that we've desperately needed for quite some time. Those changes I mentioned are just the tip of the iceberg. So take this out, and I mean take this show, and run with it, and see where you can get. In the meantime, get her done.
Mm-hmm. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.